yesterday and we were picked. Listen to us.
Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road and I'll be in Scotland afore ye.
Hooray for the Brady Singers. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. Why the long face?
He didn't get picked for the glee club.
Billy Minka said Bobby couldn't carry a tune if he had a handle on it.
Oh, yeah.
Sue Barry said he sounded like a frog.
Croak, croak, croak.
All right, Jan, that's enough. Would you like an apple?
No, thanks.
How about some cookies? Oh, I'll bet you'd like a great big dish of your favorite ice cream.
I don't want anything.
Oh, come on, Bobby. Cheer up. You have a very nice voice. Well, it probably just isn't the kind of voice the Glee Club needs this year.
You really like my voice?
Listen, you can sing for me anytime.
I can?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before ye.
That's really not bad at all, Bobby.
That sounds awful.
Oh, come on, honey. Look on the bright side. Well, you know when boys grow older, their voices change. And I'll bet when yours changes, you'll have a brand new voice.
Yeah, and it might even be worse.
Hello, son.
Hi, Dad.
Say, I'm sorry about you not getting in the Glee Club.
That's okay. They didn't need a rotten singer.
Well, I'm sure you're not as bad as all of that.
Ask Mom.
Of course he isn't that bad.
Yes, I am. I may not sing good, but I hear good.
Oh, honey, just because you aren't a great singer doesn't mean you aren't musical.
Hey, maybe you should play an instrument.
That's right. How about trying one?
Like what?
Like any instrument you want.
There must be one you like.
Maybe there is.
Why don't you ask your music class teacher about it tomorrow?
That's what I'll do. I'll pick an instrument tomorrow.
Good. Now, go wash up for dinner. Have you heard him sing?
Yes.
Yeah. And?
That was a very good idea you had about the instrument.
<That's> terrible.
Well, you think you guys can take the Blue Devil Saturday?
Take them? We're gonna knock the horns off him. Guess who we've got helping us at football practice today?
Who?
Deacon Jones.
Don't give me that. Deacon Jones is all pro. He plays with the Rams.
Yeah, but he's a friend of our coach. They played high school football together. So Deacon's gonna give us a few tips.
Son of a gun. Deacon Jones.
Let's go, Peter. Come on or we'll be late.
Okay, I'm coming.
Don't tell me they're on the team, too.
Come on. We have glee club practice first, and then I go to football practice. See ya.
Peter.
Yeah?
Forgot something. Your helmet, your left shoe, and your right shoe.
Hi.
Hello, Alice.
I picked my instrument, Alice. I'll go tell everybody.
I never saw him so excited.
Yeah, it's done wonders for his morale.
What instrument did he pick?
Behold.
Well, I'm not so sure what that's going to do for our morale.
Well, his music teacher encouraged him. She said that he had exactly the right qualifications.
Oh, what qualifications does a kid need to play drums?
A mother with a station wagon.
Your offense, your defense. You got to get moving quick. You got to keep moving. You've got to hit and drive through the quarterback and then drive straight ahead. You got it?
Got it, Deacon.
All right, go.
That's hitting it, Larry. That's the way to hit it.
Gee, the Rams could sure use you. Hey, Dad, what time is it?
Oh, that's about it, Deacon. Freddy's got to go, fellas.
Aww. Oh, I'll be back, fellas. I got to go practice with the big guy.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Coach! Coach, sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's all right, Pete. I want you to meet Deacon Jones. Deacon, this is Peter Brady.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hey, you've got a pretty good grip. What position do you play?
End. Offensive end.
Gee, that's bad news for fellas like me. Take it easy.
I will. Bye. You missed it, Pete. The stuff Deacon Jones was great.
Where were you?
I was at Glee Club. It took longer than I expected.
You're kidding. Glee Club?
Yeah, what's the matter?
You mean you spent the whole time sitting around with a bunch of girls?
What do you mean, girls? There's guys in the Glee Club, too.
They're songbirds.
Yeah,
it's canaries.
Sure, football's for boys.
Hey, guys, did you hear? We've got a canary on our
Well, I think those drums should really take Bobby's mind off not getting in the Glee Club.
Yeah, and you know the kids were really very sweet. They made a big fuss over them.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't get discouraged. You know, you can't learn to play a musical instrument in a day. It takes a lot of practice.
Like you said, it takes a lot of practice.
By yon bonny banks
and by yon bonny grate, where the sun shines bright on the foam.
Supposed to practice.
You can hear those drums all the way to Loch Lomond.
Right now, I wish Bobby was in the Glee Club.
I wish he was in Loch Lomond.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom.
How's it going?
It isn't, Mom. We can't even hear ourselves sing.
I'm gonna go tell Bobby to knock it off.
That's just why I came in here.
To tell Bobby to knock it off?
No, sweetheart. To remind all of you how important those drums are to Bobby. Now, he was very upset when he didn't get into the Glee Club. Now he's so happy to be doing something musical.
Musical?
Promise me you'll try to be patient and understanding, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I got football practice anyway.
Cindy?
Okay.
It really means a lot to Bobby.
We're sure not gonna get much homework done, Mom.
Well, I know it's hard, but let's try not to hurt his feelings, okay?
Aren't you going to study anymore?
Yeah, under the hairdryer. It'll be quieter there.
Hi, Alice. What's for dinner?
What?
Dinner.
Thanks. I'm glad somebody thinks I look thinner.
Honey, we're going to have to straighten this out.
Yes, dear, but we started it.
Oh, yeah, we did, but...
Well, maybe after a few more lessons at school.
You honestly think a few more lessons is going to improve it?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
Let's go in and talk to him.
Bobby,
I'll get even better with more practicing.
More practicing?
Some guys practice 8 hours a day. Listen to this. To play an instrument.
Yeah, well, we did, didn't we?
That we did.
Got a groovy beat, huh?
Well, Bobby, you play just fine for a beginner.
Funny. That's just what I was gonna say.
Gee, thanks.
Cut it out, Larry. I've been taking it from you guys all afternoon.
Aw, he got his feelings hurt.
Freddy,
How about you?
Nah, I wouldn't want to ruin your beautiful voice.
Jimmy?
Nah, you might sprain your ankle. Then you wouldn't be able to reach your high note.
All right, you guys. We don't need any canaries on our team.
Maybe he could stand around and sing songs while we play.
That's it. Peter can be a pom-pom girl.
Do your homework?
Yeah, it's the only place we can study and get away from the drums.
You gotta try it in the closet. It's not bad at all in there.
Well, all right, kids.
See you later.
Bye.
I don't know how we managed to collect so much stuff. These empty boxes can go out, Alice.
Right. I hate to say it, Mrs. Brady. The more I hear Bobby play, the more I'm convinced the drumsticks are for turkeys.
Well, at least it's better here than in the kitchen.
Well, any place is better than the kitchen. Kitchen's directly in the line of fire. Okay, I'll get rid of these.
Oh, Alice. Bobby hasn't improved at all, has he?
Mrs. Brady, every day he plays just a little worse than the day before. And today he's playing like tomorrow.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Mom, can we go over to Linda's to rehearse for the Glee Club?
The drums.
Yeah. Linda's house is 3 blocks away, out of the noise belt. Can we go?
Sure, kids. Run along.
Oh, come on, Pete. We're going over to Linda's.
Not me. I'm not going.
But you have to.
I'm not going. Come on.
Well, Peter, don't you have to practice?
Who can think of singing with all that banging going on? I might as well quit the Glee Club.
Honey.
Oh, Mike, complaints are coming in from all precincts. I mean, Peter might even quit the Glee Club because of Bobby's drumming.
I got a solution to Peter's problem. In fact, I have got a solution to everybody's problem.
You have?
Did it ever strike you that a musician should have his own studio to practice in? See, you got the whole garage. Well, out here, you won't be disturbed by telephones all the time.
And your brothers and sisters won't be in your way either.
It's kind of like the music room in the school.
Right, just kind of like your own private studio, huh?
Boy, that's neat.
Well, how about a coffee break?
Hey, good idea.
Careful, it's hot.
Oh.
Well, how's it going with Bobby out in his studio?
Good. At last I can concentrate without the beat of the tom-tom clogging up my head.
Yep, I think we finally solved the problem. Oh, Peter.
Hey, come in, son.
Well, you can practice at home now.
Yeah, it's certainly quiet enough now.
I don't feel very much like singing.
Huh? You mean you're still thinking of quitting the Glee Club?
Tomorrow, I guess.
Well, I thought you said it was Bobby's drumming.
I guess it's not really because of Bobby.
Oh?
It's because of the guys on my team.
Football team?
They think singing's for girls. Canaries.
What's that supposed to mean? Canary?
I don't know. I think it's a chicken that can sing.
And that's why you're leaving the Glee Club?
I guess so.
Listen, before you make that decision, I think you better give that some more thought. Don't you quit for the wrong reason.
But they keep teasing me all the time.
Well, so what? I don't think you're a canary because you sing in the Glee Club. Huh? You make up your own mind.
Why couldn't you play football and still be in the Glee Club?
Yeah, I could do both. But I think I better quit.
Oh, Mike, he loves the Glee Club.
Yeah, I know he does. I get it. Hello. Speaking. Yes. Yes, I understand, but it's still kind of early yet. Yeah, of course. Right. Goodbye. That's one of the neighbors about Bobby's drumming.
Oh, well, there's always one crank in the neighborhood.
Hello. Yeah.
Well, so much for the great outdoors.
Girl, we've been patient, but now we gotta do something.
Well, look, Mike, if he can't practice, he'll have to give up the drums. He'll be crushed.
It's not gonna crush him. May dent him a little bit.
Oh, Mike, couldn't we wait just a little?
Carol, it's not fair to the 8 other people in this house. Or the neighbors. Or the city. Or the state.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah, well, we'll simply have to tell Bobby. It's not fair to the rest of the family.
Okay. We'll tell him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, honey. Mm.
Good night, sweetheart.
No, let's tell him tomorrow after school. Mm. Why ruin his whole day?
Oh, yeah. No need to ruin his whole day. Boom, boom, boom.
What?
It's that boom, boom, boom. It's that drumming, and then it keeps going through my head. It's boom, boom, boom. Oh.
And just try as hard as you can. That's all your coach and your team can ask of you. And that's all you can ask of yourself.
All right, let's see how our pass defense is coming along. Peter, you play offensive end, and you, Larry, you're defensive end. Let's go.
Oh, boy, I get the canary. Cut that out, Larry. When the ball's not, they'll probably stand up and sing.
Don't ever underestimate your opponent.
Now, this guy'll be a cinch. He's a songbird.
Not anymore. I'm gonna quit the Glee Club.
You think this guy can't play football because he sings?
Sure, you know, singing's for canaries. Sissy stuff.
I sing. Am I a sissy?
You? Gosh, no, Deacon.
Matter of fact, we've got a group on our team. And we perform when we're not playing football.
I didn't know that.
If singing was sissy stuff, we'd be missing a lot of good men in sports.
That's right. Rosie Greer, he sings. But I don't know anybody who's brave enough to call him sissy.
Not even me.
Then there's Joe Namath. And another pretty tough fella named Joe Frazier.
I don't think you have to quit singing just because you think it's sissy.
No, I guess not.
All right, let's play football. Let's have a little action here, huh?
Go get him, Taggart.
Hi, honey. Don't tell me. Let me guess. Bobby's home.
Straight through the house and straight for those drums.
Honey, I think it's time we had our little talk with him.
I'm with you.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I better hurry. I'll be late for practice.
Looks like you just finished. Looks like you just finished.
I mean Glee Club.
I thought you quit.
Nope. Did you know there's a lot of guys who sing that aren't sissies? Deacon Jones, Rosie Greer, Joe Namath. Would you call them sissies, Dad?
No, not for the life of me.
Guess what? Now there's a lot of guys in the team trying out for the Glee Club. I better hurry, I'll be late.
Well, what do you know about that?
Let's go have our talk. I'll try and be gentle.
Bobby.
Hello, son. Bobby, listen, your mother and I would like to talk to you.
Sure. I want to talk to you, too.
You do?
Well, I wanted to ask you if... Well, if... Gee, I hope this doesn't make you mad.
What is it, Ma?
Well, I know how much you wanted me to be a drummer. But would you be too disappointed if I quit?
Quit the drums?
Uh-huh.
Forever?
Never mind. I'll stick with them. I know how much you wanted me to play.
No, wait a minute. You want to give up the drums? That's perfectly all right with us.
You sure?
Positive. That is, if that's really what you want.
That's the point, Bob. Now, it has to be what you want. There are certain things a boy has to do, like homework or chores, but...
But you shouldn't pretend to enjoy things just to please other people.
Ask Peter. He found out the same thing.
I guess you're right. That really makes it neato. There's another kid at school, George, and he wants to be a drummer.
Oh, well, I'm sure George will appreciate your giving up the drums for him.
Well, that's really very thoughtful.
Now I can switch with George. He's going to play the drums, and I'm going to play his instrument.
His instrument?
Yeah, he loaned it to me so I could try it.
The bugle?
Yeah. Just listen to this.
I think he's gonna hurt himself.
Is that Bobby?
It's not Gabriel. I think he's trying to play reveille.
Oh. You're not going to get up, are you?
It's long enough to tie a knot in his bugle.
Hi, sweetheart. Bobby home?
Yeah.
Bobby!
What's that?
It's for Bobby. Listen, I spent half the day trying to figure this out. I finally got it.
Good.
You called?
Yes, son. I have something for you.
For me?
Bobby, I know how very much you want to be in the band. Yeah, we tried the drums, we tried the bugle, but I honestly think this is going to be the answer.
The baton?
Yeah.
Bobby, that's the most important part of the band.
You think you can learn to use that?
Sure I can. Watch this.
That won't give us any trouble.
Gee, I guess it'll take a little practice.
A great idea.